Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Help Jews in Poverty at helpjewsnow.org. Your $25 gift today will help provide a life-saving food box to Jews in need. Be a blessing right now. Visit helpjewsnow.org. That's helpjewsnow.org.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sam Dracula. Sam is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Charlotte Hornets content. And, of course, he's joined alongside by Raymond Felton, who's a former player for the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. In addition, Sam is also a Charlotte Hornets YouTuber. On the program, we discuss the current happenings with the Charlotte Hornets, also LaMelo Ball, the Hornets being in the play-in tournament, and so much more. Sam is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
There's only one place to find the most recognized brand in carpet, Stainmaster, and that's at Lowe's. Right now, get free basic installation with the purchase of Stainmaster carpet and pad, $4.99 or more. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only. Requires non-refundable site assessment fee. Fee is credited to final project price if bought through Lowe's. More charges may apply. Not available in all areas. See Lowe's.com for details, exclusions, and licensure. Valid 219 to 413, U.S. only. There's only one place to find the most recognized brand in carpet, Stainmaster, and that's at Lowe's. Right now, get free basic installation with the purchase of Stainmaster carpet and pad, $4.99 or more. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only. Requires non-refundable site assessment fee. Fee is credited to final project price if bought through Lowe's. More charges may apply. Not available in all areas. See Lowe's.com for details, exclusions, and licensure. Valid 219 to 413, U.S. only.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
Oof, there goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
There's only one place to find the most recognized brand in carpet, Stainmaster, and that's at Lowe's. Right now, get free basic installation with the purchase of Stainmaster carpet and pad, $4.99 or more. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only. Requires non-refundable site assessment fee. Fee is credited to final project price if bought through Lowe's. More charges may apply. Not available in all areas. See Lowe's.com for details, exclusions, and licensure. Valid 219 to 413, U.S. only. There's only one place to find the most recognized brand in carpet, Stainmaster, and that's at Lowe's. Right now, get free basic installation with the purchase of Stainmaster carpet and pad, $4.99 or more. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only. Requires non-refundable site assessment fee. Fee is credited to final project price if bought through Lowe's. More charges may apply. Not available in all areas. See Lowe's.com for details, exclusions, and licensure. Valid 219 to 413, U.S. only. There's only one place to find the most recognized brand in carpet, Stainmaster, and that's at Lowe's. Right now, get free basic installation with the purchase of Stainmaster carpet and pad, $4.99 or more. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only. Requires non-refundable site assessment fee. Fee is credited to final project price if bought through Lowe's. More charges may apply. Not available in all areas. See Lowe's.com for details, exclusions, and licensure. Valid 219 to 413, U.S. only.
Oof. There goes another one. People have literally been falling for these floors all day here at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor Event, now through April 12th. Welcome to Floor Love.
Are you okay, ma'am?
Back right now, 25th in the league of threes. Oh, nice move by Bridges. Euro stepping past Bam Adebayo. Hornets ahead by two. Under 5 minutes left in the first.
Well, that might have gotten deflected.
Rozier inside of Bridges, hammers it down. This is LaMelo Ball, second year, 6'7 point guard. Long three for Ball. It's good. Well, that backcourt we alluded to has the first 6 points for Sharp. This is Mason Plumlee, ninth-year man from Duke. Ball, another through, and another made through.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Bally Sports Sun, and that was Eric Reed on the call on that action as the Charlotte Hornets were in action on April the 5th against the Miami Heat. That was Miles Bridges and, of course, LaMelo Ball doing their thing, hitting some big shots in that game against the Heat. To talk more about the current happenings with the Hornets, of course, LaMelo Ball and the play-in tournament and so much more, we want to welcome him back to the program, Sam Dracula. Hey, Sam, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us back on the program. So, Sam, let's get right to it, man. The Hornets, it's official. They're in the play-in tournament. Now, around this time last year, they were in the play-in tournament. And I want to ask you, what makes, in your opinion, what makes this Hornets team different from this year as opposed to last year's team?
Health. Everybody's available. I know Gordon Hayward is day-to-day since he's been cleared to return, but they didn't have him. LaMelo Ball, this time last year, wasn't the same LaMelo Ball we saw before he got hurt. You know, LaMelo last year gutted it out for the last 10 games of the season, but he wasn't the same player. His shooting percentage was muddied compared to what it was before. LaMelo's healthy and available. I got to knock on wood because we still have 3 games left. I don't get too ahead of myself. But LaMelo is healthy. You know, Hayward, we'll see. Malik wasn't a factor last year, this year, because he's not with the team anymore. But everybody's largely available for the squad. And Miles is better than he was last year. LaMelo is better than he was last year. Terry's Terry, you know. And the team is deeper between Harrell, Isaiah Thomas, the new and improved Cody Martin, Jalen McDaniels, like Kelly Oubre. This is a better team overall, and now they have health on their side.
Indeed, it looks, it appears to be that way, Sam, as opposed to last year when the Hornets were in the play-in tournament. They fell just short, losing to Indiana. But it does seem, for the most part this year, this team has been healthy, as you mentioned, with Melo and Rozier and, of course, with Bridges and then the rest of the crew. And I want to get to some of the most important players on the team for the Hornets. Miles Bridges, I mean, he's currently he's led the team in scoring for much of the year. Just give me your thoughts on Miles in his 2021-2022 season.
So, I mean, Miles is a guy who likes to bet on himself. You know, he bet on himself in college, staying an extra year to improve his draft position. He bet on himself this offseason. You know, the team and him couldn't agree on terms for a contract extension. Now he goes into this summer as a restricted free agent because he believes in himself. And he showed why. You know, he's added to his game, his ISO game. His leadership has taken a big leap as well. But beyond the stats, he's definitely, I think, clearly the on-the-floor leader for this team. We got kind of caught a glimpse of it last year because there were no fans in the building. Miles is one of the most vocal guys out there. And this year, he said it himself. You know, he had an interview with Draymond Green. He says he thinks he's the leader. He thinks he's the leader of this team. And I fail to see otherwise, you know. But Miles, his production has improved with more play time. You know, he's a guy who had – this is his fourth year in the league, right? Rookie year, very different than he is now from what's asked from him. Last year he was asked to come off the bench. He worked his way back into the starting lineup, and now he's firmed it. And he's like, he's a staple here in Charlotte. I hope they keep him for a lot of reasons. But, yeah, Miles is really shown out and added to his game and become a vocal leader and a lead by example type of leader. Because like you played the audio from the Heat game, that the Hornets closed the gap in the third early in the third quarter because of Miles. Yeah, he upped the aggression. He went into the lane because the shots weren't falling, and it really like willed the team back into the game. Unfortunately, Tyler Hero and them were a little too much for the Hornets to handle, and they pulled away in a big way. But yeah. Miles has been a blessing this season.
I want to stay with Miles for a moment. There's a gentleman that's under the age of 25, and he plays for the New Orleans Pelicans. His name is Brandon Ingram, and in my opinion, and I've told a lot of people this, he's one of probably the most underrated star in the league under the age of 25. Miles is 23. Where do you see him amongst the top players under the age of 25 in the league?
That's gonna be a tough one to crack because you're talking like Luka, you're talking Jason Tatum, right? Like those guys are upper echelon. I like Ingram a lot. I think Bridges just like if all those guys are living in the same neighborhood, Miles just moved in, right? Like he needs another year, I think, to be really like solidify his place in that kind of young star world. Hornets fans, we see it, but for the rest of the league to take notice, I think he's gonna need that another year of this type of production. Which I think he's more than capable of. He's literally gotten better every single season. And I don't think it stops anytime soon.
All right. I want to move along now to someone that's made a big impact in the short amount of time he's been with the Hornets, and that's Terry Rozier. Of course, we know about Terry and his time with the Boston Celtics, and now he's doing his thing with the Hornets among the top scorers on the team this year. Just give me your thoughts on Terry and his 2021-2022 season.
Oh, man. He's had a really rocky season thus far. I believe he started the season hurt, and then when he was finally getting right, I think I got placed in health and safety protocols, which then killed all that momentum. And then since he's been back, he's been asked to do some point guard, which has been mixed results, which led to them having Isaiah Thomas come in on the multiple 10 days and the final contract extension for him. Terry Rozier as the secondary guard is what we could expect. I think I know some Hornets fans are a little fed up when he goes 1-for-6 from distance, but he's still getting shots up in the lane when those shots aren't falling. And I'm afraid of what this team would look like without Terry Rozier in the mix. Even going back to the offseason, kind of like with Miles, the Hornets really backed Terry Rozier. He was going to be his contract was going to run out this summer. He was going to be a free agent this summer, and then they signed him to it's a lot of money, but it's really team friendly. It's 20 something a year in the low 20s. For Terry over the next four, I think. And so I think that's money well spent with Terry Rozier. And he's going to be he's gonna be the reason this team remains competitive in the short term. He doesn't fit in the long-term puzzle just because of the age, but he can. Who knows? When he's 30, 31, 32, he can still do some of the things he's doing. But, I'm a big fan of Terry Rozier and what he brings to the team. And I'd be afraid to not have him during this stretch. If Terry Rozier wasn't a part of the squad, I don't think this Hornets team has much of a chance the rest of the season or ending the play-in.
All right. I want to move along now to the gentleman that you mentioned his name earlier, one of the top players on the Hornets team this season, at Gordon Hayward. He's been hampered by injuries the last several seasons, and he's currently hurt as this interview is airing, but you were saying that hopefully he'll be healthy and be ready to go for the play-in tournament and possibly for the playoff run. Where does Gordon stand in all of this, and how would you rate his season?
So Gordon is so unfortunate because all of his injuries have been so fluky. There are guys in this league we've seen players come and go in the league that have just habitual back problems or foot problems. Hayward is just really unlucky year after year after year. And which can't be good for his psyche and his confidence. But when he's available and when he's fully healthy and fit, Hayward's a key piece of the puzzle here. The way he can push the pace, he can slow things down, he can be a ball handler, shot creator, get other people involved. He's very good on defense. I'm a fan of Hayward and what he can bring to the puzzle. But you mentioned where he fits, it's weird too because this team has a lot of guys that play his position. No one as good as him, but you look at Oubre, you got Jalen McDaniels, you got Cody Martin, you got JT Thor, who's shown promise as a second-round pick this year, as a rookie this year. So, there's a lot of guys there, and there's a bit of an imbalance in the roster when you kind of look at it, and having these guys try to find minutes at the same time when the rest of the roster is kind of lacking in other places. So, This offseason is going to be interesting for a lot of reasons, mainly around Miles, what happens with Miles and Cody Martin's restricted free agency. But I can see this Hornets team making a move because that small forward position is so deep. Hayward's not going anywhere. His contract, I think, is untradeable at this stage, especially considering his injury issues. But between McDaniels, Cody Martin, JT Thor, Kelly Oubre, there's a move to be made there in the offseason for the Hornets.
All right, and you mentioned his name, and I want to get into a couple of more players for the Hornets, a couple of their big men, Kelly Oubre and Montrezl Harrell. These two players are really polar opposites. Oubre is really known for getting points in the paint and for his solid shooting, whereas Montrezl is kind of known more for the rebounding and doing his work a little bit on the defensive side. Give me your thoughts on Kelly and Montrezl's 2021-2022 season.
So Oubre, he's a trip, man. He's a trip. You never know really what you're going to get with him from a shooting point of view. I think when he's running towards the rim, whether he has the ball in his hands or not, it's a sight to behold. That's what you want to see out of Oubre. He gets in these issues where he's shooting, for instance, this season, he's shooting 7 threes per game. right? That's the most in his career. Granted, his shooting percentage from three is about what, like, nearly a career high. So the volume is up, and he's shooting it at a decent clip, all things considered, like slightly above average at 34%. But there are games where he'll go like 1-for-9 or like 0-for-8 from three. And when you have limited minutes off the bench and the other team's second unit is clicking, you find the Hornets getting into holes or getting into deeper holes when shots aren't falling. And you watch him like, oh, man, get to the rim, man. Like, you're really good at it. Do what you're best at. That can be frustrating when the shots aren't falling. For Montrezl Harrell, it's one of those things where, you know, he's a pure energy guy. Him and LaMelo linking on the pick and roll is very dope. I'm here for it. It gives the Hornets another option. They can go big with Mason and Trez out there at the same time, which is something they didn't have the chance, they couldn't really do previously. And it's something I'm glad they made the deal for. Like, you know, Vernon Carey wasn't really part of the plans. Ish Smith, I think they've upgraded with Isaiah Thomas in the fold now. So largely that trade was a huge dub for the Hornets. And Trez's energy and ability to get involved with the pick and roll is an added element that they were missing. Because Mason Plumlee, you're not going to run plays for Mason Plumlee on the paint. You could do that with Trez.
All right. And then I want to move along now to someone that's been popular kind of like for all the wrong reasons. We won't get into that. But P.J. Washington, he's averaging currently over 10 points this season, and he's kind of stepped up his game a bit, kind of getting his focus back, and he's focused for all the right reasons. Just give me your thoughts on P.J. and how his season has gone.
So P.J. is one of those dudes where, kind of like Miles, he had every year it's been a kind of different situation after him. His rookie year, P.J. And for everyone thinks that the Hornets don't play rookies, they do. They have. It's just not the case this year with Book Knight and Kai Jones. P.J. was a starter. He started all but one game his rookie year, you know, and that was under Borrego. So that narrative drives me crazy a little bit because this is not true. I know this year is an aberration because Book Knight's issues. But with P.J., he was from the starter his rookie year. His second year in the league, he's asked to play a different position. And this year, his third year, he's asked to come off the bench. So he hasn't had a consistent situation in his career yet from year to year. And lately, since he's been in the starting lineup, I think that suits him most. That's clearly where he's most comfortable versus being that bench guy. And he started the last 21 games, right? In those games, he's 11.4 points per game, 48% from the field, 31 from three. Those numbers aren't like, not going to blow the world away with those numbers, but he's a two-way guy who can do a lot of things well, and he's going to continue to get better. And I think him in the starting lineup, getting those regular minutes as a starter is important for his development, A. But also, if the Hornets want to trade him as well at some point, they can. Because like a lot of teams could be using P.J. Washington, the Hornets included. This is kind of a little small right now. But, you know, the Hornets just played the Heat, right? And Trez didn't play. They called on P.J. When Mason wasn't on the floor, P.J., you're on Bam out of bio duty. And you do your best. You do your best you can at that scenario, because not a lot of guys in the league can defend Bam like that. So PJ is turning out to be a really well-rounded player. For my money, he's my favorite jumper on the team. And I was hoping with Harrell in the mix, it would free up PJ from doing the dirty work and maybe turn PJ more into a spot-up shooter. But that hadn't really been the case. PJ's been kind of playing more center with Trez out there. But hey, listen. I think PJ's development is important for a lot of reasons, whether it's for the Hornets' benefit or another team's benefit. Because I think PJ, they nailed the pick, and his development has been impressive.
All right, and you know, with the Hornets being a relatively young team, you always have to have veteran leadership. And of course, the recent signing of Isaiah Thomas, someone who's been a journeyman in the league, playing for Sacramento and Phoenix. Had some great seasons in Boston, and then he won one year in Cleveland, a couple of stints with the Lakers, and then followed by New Orleans, and then Dallas, and then having a stint with Denver and Washington. But he's with the Hornets for the remainder of the season, and he's shown some of his veteran leadership within a short amount of time he's been with the team. Just give me your thoughts on Isaiah and his time so far with the Hornets.
So with him, it's allowed the Hornets to play LaMelo off the ball. and which has really opened up his scoring. It gives the squad a whole different approach. So I say that because going back to last year, when Devonta Graham was a starting point guard, right? It was Devonta and Terry. I don't view Terry as a point guard. I definitely don't view Devonta as a point guard either. So when you had – there were times last season when those three guys were on the floor, and if Devonta or Terry were handling the ball, like, LaMelo had nothing to do but stand in the corner. Compared to this year, maybe it's LaMelo's development, maybe it's a better, like, chemistry with Isaiah than he had with Devonta, whatever. But when those guys are on the floor, when I say those guys, I mean Isaiah and LaMelo, those guys seem to mesh very well. And I think LaMelo said it himself. He's like playing with one of his brothers out there, the way Isaiah can find him. And Isaiah can hit a bucket, man. Isaiah can shoot still. He can get to the rim, you know, not like in a Miles Bridges type of way, but he can get to the rim and get a layup in traffic. He's a veteran, proven dude who's been in the playoffs before. So, yeah, I think the acquisition of Isaiah was excellent business. The 2-10 days plus, you know, the final extension to get him part of the team the rest of the year. Money. Excellent move by Mitch Kupchak.
Excellent. And then speaking of it being an excellent move, it's been an excellent move in such a short amount of time for LaMelo Ball, last year's NBA Rookie of the Year. And, again, another fantastic year for him. He made his first All-Star game, of course, due to he was an injury replacement for Kevin Durant. And, man, Melo's picked up right where he's left off this season. What's the biggest difference, in your opinion, Sam, from Melo from this season as opposed to from Melo in his rookie year last year?
I would say comfortability because, you know, LaMelo looked like he belonged in the league last year. That was one of, like, the most surprising things. Like, he was ready to go immediately, especially with the jumper, right? This year, he knows exactly what he's getting himself into. Like, you know, like, he's a starter. He knows what he can do. He has a year under his belt with these guys, with these teammates. And he's able to be LaMelo Ball. I know sometimes the turnovers get a little out of control, but his shot is improved. Like, his free throw percentage from last year to this year is pretty remarkable. And I that's what you like to see. He's getting better each year as well. So I think LaMelo looks more comfortable this year than last year. Not that he looked uncomfortable last year. I just think he looks even more comfortable at this stage. So that he was 76% from the free throw line last year, 87% now. He's exhibiting, I guess, more confidence in general, which is actually crazy to say about him because of how he is and, you know, what we all see on a regular basis. But, yeah, and, you know, I think he's showing that he's not letting his that injury that happened hurt him or kill his confidence and swagger, you know. He's still driving to the lane like he did before, which was always a concern. Like, is he worried about falling down awkwardly again? And I'm not seeing it. He's moving on like nothing happened, and he's thriving.
I want to stay just with Melo for a moment. I know Melo has grown up practically his whole life in Southern California, and, of course, he had a brief stint playing overseas in Australia. How is he adjusting to life in the city of Charlotte? Is he really liking Charlotte? Is he adapting to the life in the South, or does he still yearn for Southern California?
I mean, as far as I know, he likes it here. He said the weather here isn't too dissimilar to California. We still have, like, it still gets cold in Charlotte. Definitely don't want to give off the wrong idea about that, but he seems like here, and I live in Charlotte. I'm pretty biased. It's a good place to live. And then living here, you can get a direct flight anywhere in the country from Charlotte. So you're never too far away from anything you want to be part of if you live here.
All right. And, again, we mentioned about Miles Bridges being under the age of 25, and I mentioned also about Brandon Ingram being one of the, in my opinion, one of the underrated stars in the league under the age of 25. You also have Luka Doncic, you have Jason Tatum, you have Ja Morant, and you can add LaMelo Ball to the list as well. Where does LaMelo, in your opinion, rank amongst the rising stars under the age of 25 in the NBA?
Ooh, so I got to be careful. I got to look up someone's age real quick because I want to make sure. You said 25, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I think the list right now is probably, like, the top tier is probably Luka, Ja, and Jason Tatum. If one of those guys are slightly older than 25, I apologize, but I think they're all under 25. I'll put LaMelo leading that next class. So, like, Ja is an MVP candidate, Luka's an MVP candidate, Jason Tatum is an MVP candidate. I want to give those guys respect because they deserve it. I think LaMelo is top of that next class, when that next tier down.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, and definitely he's on his way. He's definitely on his way, and somebody that he's in the right system right now, like you said, Sam. He's definitely somebody that he's adjusted very nicely in a short amount of time adjusting to the NBA. I want to move along now to the play-in tournament. So it's official. So the Hornets have punched their ticket into the play-in tournament. They played in the play-in tournament last year, and they were eliminated by the Indiana Pacers. So this year, the Hornets are back in the play-in tournament. And I got to ask you, let's hypothetically say that they'll get Atlanta in the play-in tournament. So they'll have Trae Young to go up against, again, another rising star under the age of 25. How do you like the chances of the Hornets possibly eliminating the Hawks to get one of those playoff spots in the East?
I mean, I'll take it. You know, the Hornets and the Hawks have split their series this year, 2-2. Like 2 wins, 2 losses. Or I guess the better way to say it, 2 wins each for both teams as they played in the regular season. So it's like I'm cool. I'm good with it as a Hornets fan. I'm not going to be overconfident about any matchup, but I think the Hornets and the Hawks match up really well. It's a nice regional rivalry as well. You mentioned Trae Young. The potential of like the next 10 years of LaMelo and Trae Young going at it in the same division is like really good for basketball, you know, really good for basketball. So I think I would favor the Hornets, but I'm biased with it. You know, I would take it. It could be way worse if we play the Nets, you know.
Yeah, man, and that Brooklyn is something else. I mean, KD and Kyrie never a dull moment. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, like you said, for the next decade, having Melo and Trae definitely go at it. And, again, he's Sam Dracula. He's the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. And, again, Sam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody about not just Believe in Hornets, but also what you do with your YouTube channel.
Yeah, so I do a weekly Hornets podcast with Raymond Felton, typically every Monday night, but, you know, sometimes the national championship game gets in the way, you know. Not in the way, but I was like, Raymond, you watch the national, you watch your Tar Heels play, and then we'll record later. That's what happened this week. So this week's episode went out last night. If you haven't checked it out yet, go check that out. We talk about Gordon Hayward, the play-in, UNC's NCAA championship run or title game run. So that's the podcast. The YouTube channel is all Hornets all the time. I do live streams during games. I don't show the games, but I live stream during the games. It's kind of like a group chat during basketball games, during Hornets games. And then I do YouTube videos about the Hornets as well over there, youtube.com/SamDracula. And Believe in Hornets is a podcast that's available everywhere. Go to my Twitter, Sam Dracula. You'll find all the links to all that good stuff.
Awesome. And again, one more time, Sam, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, where they can find Believe in Hornets, as well as your YouTube channel and any other websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, for sure. So youtube.com/SamDracula is the YouTube channel. Sam Dracula on Twitter, @SamDracula on Twitter. Believe in Hornets, Believe is spelled a little weird. It's BLEAV. But again, the links are on my Twitter. But yeah, the show's available everywhere podcasts are found, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. If you search for Raymond Felton or Sam Dracula, you'll see us up there. Pretty easy to find Sam Dracula most places. I have an Instagram, but I don't really do much with it. It's Samuel Dracula if you want to check that out, but no pressure.
Awesome. You heard it from him. He is Sam Dracula. He is the host of the Believe in Hornets podcast. And also check out his YouTube channel @SamDracula, giving us the 411 on what's happening with the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. Sam, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
Next right now, 25th in the league of threes. Oh, nice move by Bridges. Euro-stepping past Bam Adebayo. Hornets ahead by two. Under 5 minutes left in the first.
Well, that might have gotten deflected.
Rozier inside of Bridges, hammers it down. This is LaMelo Ball, second year, 6'7 point guard. Long three for Ball. It's good. Well, that backcourt we alluded to has the first 6 points for Sharp. This is Mason Plumlee, ninth-year man from Duke. Ball, another through, and another made through.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge.
Have a look around your home. Does your home feel you, or does it feel you 10 years ago? Maybe it's time to update your home with a fresh coat of Behr Premium Plus interior paint. Today, make your home feel more you. Behr, the most trusted brand. Ranked most trusted paint brand based on the 2022 Life Story Research Study.
There's only one place to find the most recognized brand in carpet, Stainmaster, and that's at Lowe's. Right now, get free basic installation with the purchase of Stainmaster carpet and pad, $4.99 or more. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only. Requires non-refundable site assessment fee. Fee is credited to final project price if bought through Lowe's. More charges may apply. Not available in all areas. See Lowe's.com for details, exclusions, and licensure. Valid 219 to 413, U.S. only.
Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sam Dracula, who is the co-host of the Believe in Hornets podcast alongside Raymond Felton. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting Charlotte Hornets content, and he's also a Charlotte Hornets YouTuber. Thanks again to Sam for giving us the full insights currently happening with the Charlotte Hornets, as well as the Hornets being in the play-in tournament and so much more. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay in any room with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. All from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Stream rom-coms in the kitchen. Binge biopics in the basement. And take your online teammates where they've never gone before. The guest room. Say goodbye to searching for a signal. And hello to Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In some cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut them?
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.